So I think in this world, every single tip we can have to make ourselves and others grow and enjoy and learn and develop is welcome. And that's why I chose today's title. Stefan, maybe you feel you can't yet, but I'm certain you will. Unquote. This is one of the most powerful quotes I have heard in my entire corporate career, in my entire life as a leader and in fact as a human. I've been blessed to have 16 different bosses in my career, all of whom I learned from. Many of whom I learned from in a very easy way. From others I learned in a more uncomfortable, tough way. But a gentleman who really inspired me probably lifelong during 3 years of collaboration is one of those 16 bosses. These are words from David Taylor. David has been my boss for 3 years, 20 years ago in Geneva, and is now the chief executive and chairman of the board of Procter & Gamble worldwide. And he said these words in moments when I really needed what is the title of today's podcast. I needed encouragement. I needed confidence because he believed in me. He promoted me directly into a role in his business. And just 8 months into the business, he promoted me a second time. So I grew fast. I had responsibility bigger than I thought I could handle. But I had David. And if you listened to the Lightwolf podcast in October 2020, when I had the honor and pleasure to have a long interview, a long conversation with David Taylor, all about growth mindset, all about I can't yet, then you know what I'm talking about. So with this, I extend a warm welcome. I'm so glad you're back here today, investing your time into listening to the Lightwolf podcast. This Lightwolf podcast now has more than 200 episodes published over the last 4 years, and it's consumed, it's listened to in 96 countries in 5 continents all over the world. And today's podcast, today's title, comes out of the current times, out of a tremendous transformative learning experience I've had myself in the last 10 days on various levels. And it just reminded me again of what great leadership really is all about, and what those seemingly little things are that you can do to lead consistently well. So here we are, expect and encourage, inspired by David Taylor. The world is changing ever faster. While many Westerners deemed China in catch-up mode for decades, Alibaba now has twice as much e-commerce traffic as Amazon. There are more than 70 tech companies in China worth more than $10 billion. Hybrid work has rapidly become our new standard, I guess for you as well, right? I'm sure that you are one of the many people who are no longer spending 5 days a week, every single week in an office, are you? If you are in a traditional offices worker's role. Of course, in production, things are different, but traditional office work has changed. It's hybrid now. Yeah. So I think in this world, every single tip we can have to make ourselves and others grow and enjoy and learn and develop is welcome. And that's why I chose today's title. And from my career, from the conversations and the collaboration with David and many other people, here are 3 tips for you that I would suggest you think about. You think about in terms of leading yourself and others to success. Number one, expect. I think it's important that you clarify what you expect from yourself, what you expect from your direct subordinates, from your team, from your company. Be clear in what you expect and be ambitious. Yeah, it's important that we expect more than we have today if growth is what we want, not at any price. I think you will have your own standards. You will have your values that you will want to live by. So make sure that what you expect is in line with your values. But having these expectations is clear. Expect. Expect from yourself and expect from the people around you. Tip number two, encourage. I am utterly convinced that everyone around the world, including you, is capable of much, much more than you yourself are aware of. So encourage yourself, encourage your team, encourage the people around you to think about this, to get aware and to just get out. Yeah? There is no such thing as failure in this life. If you go into a decision, of course you want to take the right decision. And of course, a year later in hindsight, you'll be smarter. But going into that decision, there is only two outcomes: success or learning. So help your people learn and learn fast by encouraging them. And if you feel you're interested in getting more specific advice, in getting very effective, very simple tools, how to lead yourself and others, how to encourage people, then I warmly invite you to have a look at the LightWolf Academy. The LightWolf Academy is an e-learning program for 12 months that contains my very best knowledge from 30 years in leadership roles, from first-time leader to a board leader with 12,000 people responsibility in various different situations. Here you train together with me a whole year the few decisive things you really need as a manager and leader. The most important practical tools, including 6x life coaching with me. So if this is interesting to you, please have a look at the podcast description here in the show notes or visit our website. The first part, bottom left, top left, top left, is the LightWolf Academy. It would be my pleasure to soon welcome you as a new member in this very inspiring and engaging learning experience. So tip number two, encourage your people. And tip number three, out of comfort zone, into growth zone. Maybe you heard about this concept. When I think about my life, when I've had periods, when I grew less fast, I just found myself in my comfort zone. I was doing what I knew. I was doing what I knew how to do well. And it felt comfortable. I didn't make a lot of mistakes. I made decent progress, and I somehow felt things are okay. But I don't like okay. I want more than okay. I want to develop myself into the best version of myself. I want to grow. And growth does not happen in the comfort zone. Growth happens outside my comfort zone. So there is comfort zone, growth zone, and panic zone. I'm not encouraging you to take yourself into panic zone or to take others there. Then we've stretched a bit too far too fast. But I'm encouraging you to get yourself into growth zone. Yeah? My friend and partner Otmar Diebald recently reminded me again of a quote from Jeff Bezos from Amazon. Every day is day one. And I've thought about this quote and I've started to like it. Because if that's the attitude, if that's how you grow yourself, how you think about leading yourself and others, then you will grow. I'm sure about this. Yeah? And if you have any other question on this, if you want to exchange views, have a chat with me on how to lead your company, how to lead your country, your team, yourself into growth, then please, by all means, drop me an email. Write me a line to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com or visit my website. Contact me, please. And let's schedule a call. And maybe already next week, you and I will spend some time on how to solve your biggest problem in strategy or leadership, how to help you get your company out of comfort zone into growth zone. And if you like the way that I'm sharing my learning here, my success and also my learning, because I made several mistakes, and maybe if you've listened to the LightWolf podcast a couple of times, you've noticed that I'm happy to share my mistakes. Yeah? Why should you repeat mine? Yeah. Then if you like what we do here, then please leave me a written feedback in your podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are in terms of podcast consumption, please leave me a written feedback so that I understand even better what works in this podcast and what I can improve for you. For today, I'm just grateful for your time. Thank you for being here again, and I look forward to welcoming you again very soon here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.